Last Sunday, I was giving a talk to some of our confirmation candidates, their parents and sponsors, about the sacrament of confirmation. And I was talking about how confirmation used to be celebrated. It's kind of like pre-1970. When you got confirmed, some of you from older generations might remember this. When you got confirmed, you came to the bishop or the priest that was confirming you, they'd put the oil on your forehead, the sacred chrism, they'd seal you with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then right after doing that, the bishop or priest would give you a little slap on the cheek. Why do they do that? Well, there's great symbolism in that little slap. What is the sacrament of confirmation all about? Confirmation completes the graces of baptism. When I receive the Holy Spirit at baptism, I become a child of God. Original sin is washed from my soul. I'm given the grace I need to live a holy life. That's that grace that's there all throughout my life, the grace of baptism. And I'm given that call to be a prophet. What is a prophet? A prophet is someone who proclaims God's word. Sometimes we hear the word prophet, we think about someone who predicts the future. That's not the biblical understanding of prophet. A prophet is someone who just proclaims God's word to the world. So at baptism, we receive this call, this gift of the Holy Spirit to be a prophet. At confirmation, we receive this second outpouring of the Holy Spirit to complete those graces of baptism with a particular intention, with a particular grace. The primary grace of confirmation is mission. At confirmation, I receive the grace of the Holy Spirit to be a missionary, to go out and spread and defend the Catholic faith, to be a soldier for Christ. And you know what? That's not easy. That's hard. It's hard to go out to the world and be that prophet, be that missionary. Because I know if I do that, if I live that radical life for Christ in the world, sometimes I'm going to get slapped by the world, symbolically, or maybe even physically. And so in that old rite of confirmation, when you got confirmed, the oil was put on your head, and the bishop or priest gave that little slap, it was a symbol of, remember what you're confirmed to be. You are now empowered with the Holy Spirit to go out from the church and be a prophet, to be a witness. And you know what? It's going to be hard at times. We see that in our readings today. We see that it's hard to be a prophet. In our first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, we hear the call of Jeremiah when he was a young man. And the Lord says to him that the people you will speak to, he says, they will fight against you. He says, but I will make you a pillar of iron, a wall of brass to stand strong against them. If you read the book of Jeremiah, you read about his life, he experienced many slaps in his life. At one point, he was thrown into a cistern, left for dead, because he was a prophet, and people didn't like what he had to say. In the gospel, Jesus, at the beginning of his public ministry, goes back home to Nazareth. He begins his prophetic ministry, and guess what? They didn't like what he had to say. His own townspeople, the people he grew up with, they didn't like what he said in the synagogue, and so what do? They drive him out of the town, they try to throw him off a cliff. They try to kill him. It's hard to be a prophet. And that's what that little slap used to symbolize. Now again, that changed in the 1970s. So now when we confirm someone, there's still an important gesture that happens after we're confirmed even today. Today in the sacrament of confirmation, when that oil is put on your head, right after that, the bishop or priest says, peace be with you. You're sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then you're offered peace. That peace be with you is just not like a friendly gesture. It has deep symbolism, deep theological meaning. Again, it's like the bishop or priest is saying, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. You're now called to be a missionary, to go out to the world. And guess what? It's going to be hard sometimes, but peace be with you. I'm with you. We're in this together. I'm confirmed too. We're all in this together, and we're here to love and support and encourage one another as we go out to the world to be the prophets that we're called to be, that we were baptized to be, that we're confirmed to be. Every prophet needs a community. That's the key message this weekend. A prophet needs a community. We're not meant to be lone rangers. As we go out to the world and experience the slap sometime of persecution and challenges and difficulties of living our faith, we need a community to come back to where I can experience love and support and encouragement. This week, we're celebrating Catholic Schools Week. And Catholic schools are a tremendous example of those kind of communities that help form, especially young people in the faith, that from a very young age, young minds, young hearts, young souls are formed in what it means to be a baptized Christian, what it means to be a prophet in our world. And as they're sent out from the school to the world to do that, they know they have a safe place to come back to be encouraged and strengthened in their faith. We all need that. Every prophet needs a community. This is why the church has parishes. It's why the parish community exists. The Catholic parish is not meant to be a sacramental store, a sacramental Walmart. You come in, you get your sacrament, and you leave. You come in, you say your prayers, and you leave. Prayers and sacrament, they're really important. They're essential in the Christian life. But we also need community. We need the love and support of our brothers and sisters. We're not meant to do this alone. That's why it's so important we strive to find different ways to get plugged into the life of a community, to get to actually know people, to enter into relationship with people. Now, it's hard to do that at Mass, right? I mean, you're sitting, you're praying, and then you're off on your merry way, right? That's why it's so important to find ways, like whether it be retreats or small groups or Bible studies or service opportunities, the many different activities we have here at our parish, those are great ways to help build relationships so that I can love and serve my brothers and sisters, so I can encourage them. Our second reading today is that great hymn to love, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You hear it a lot at weddings. Love is patient, love is kind, love never fails. It's a beautiful passage. St. Paul was a man who was formed in the love of God. He knew from the apostles who he was friends with. He knew from them what Jesus said at the Last Supper, when Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you." Love is to be the hallmark of the Christian life. The way we love one another is meant to be the witness to the world of what Christ has done for us. That's why I need you, and that's why you need me. I need someone to love. And I need someone to love me, because it's hard as we go out to the world and experience that slap sometimes. I need a place where I can come back to be encouraged and strengthened in my faith. Every prophet needs a community. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's pray for our Catholic schools. We celebrate Catholic Schools Week. 145 years this community has been investing in Catholic education. That is an awesome thing. Helping to have a strong community so young people can grow in their faith, grow and become the prophets they've been baptized to be. Let's pray for our school, but let's also pray for our entire parish community, that we could be a true place of love, that we could come here to love and encourage and support one another, so that we could be faithful to our baptism, faithful to our confirmation, so that we could go from here and be those prophets, those missionaries that we've been confirmed to be.